For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
The Wrath of Khan continues this offseason for the Pittsburgh Steelers and Kenny Pickett traded to the Philadelphia Eagles. Welcome in to the Believe in Steelers show. My name is Mark Bergen, providing a live reaction to today's news. Before we get too far along into my analysis, let's pay some bills. Today's episode of Believe in Steelers is brought to you by betonline.ag. March Madness is pretty much here. We're into conference tournament play. And if you want to place a bet on any of the action, betonline.ag is the place to do it. Use our promo code BELIEVE, that's BLEAV. You can see that on your screen right now to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online, where the game starts. Also, Cut.com, it's a social betting app. Very excited to have Cut.com as a presenting sponsor of the Believe in Steelers show. And if you're placing a bet on any of the action, it's fun to share that with family members and friends. Cut.com allows you to do just that. Use our promo code BELIEVE STEELERS. That's BLEAV STEELERS, all one word. You can see that on your screen right now as well. To get started there, cut.com. Very happy to have them as a presenting sponsor of the Believe in Steelers show. Welcome in, everybody, on a Friday night. And this news about Kenny Pickett heading to the Philadelphia Eagles, to me, outlines several things. Number one, Kenny Pickett, when he was selected in the 2022 draft, was Kevin Colbert's parting gift for the Steelers, thinking that he had the heir to Ben Roethlisberger. He was Kevin Colbert's selection before Omar Khan took over as the general manager. I want to point that out first and foremost. And there's reports that I guess are true that Kenny Pickett was complaining behind the scenes after the Steelers acquired Russell Wilson. You know Russell Wilson's going to be your starter week one once you acquire him. But here's what I would say to Kenny Pickett, and I get it from a contract standpoint. He's going to make way more as a starter, and he's trying to secure his position and make a name for himself as a quarterback in the league. He would have probably had an opportunity to play at some point in time if you stayed in Pittsburgh. And if he just would have said, you know what, I welcome the competition. I'll probably have to start to be the backup, but I can learn from someone who's a 9-time Pro Bowler and a Super Bowl champion. Because in the AFC North, Kenny Pickett has been injured the last two seasons. Deshaun Watson had a shoulder injury. The Browns had to shut him down before they went to Joe Flacco. Joe Burrow got hurt last year. Let's think about 2 years ago when Lamar Jackson got hurt. The physicality in the AFC North. At some point in time, your backup's likely to play at some point in time. Injuries are part of the game. So that's the first thing that I think of. But right now, I think that the Steelers have two scenarios of what they can do, because Russell Wilson, who will be 36 in November, is your only quarterback on the roster right now at the time of this recording and after today's news. I think you have two possibilities. Ryan Tannehill is still a free agent. He will be 36 as well next year. He played with Arthur Smith and played the best football of his NFL career in Tennessee. You could go get him right now. Or what you could do is you could wait and you get back in on the Justin Fields sweepstakes with Chicago. because Chicago waited. I told you before the NFL Combine, during the NFL Combine, if I'm in the Bears front office and I can get a second round pick for Fields, I'm doing it in a minute because his value is now diminished. Let's look at the teams that needed quarterbacks, right? The Bears will draft Caleb Williams number one overall if they don't trade him. The Commanders at number two, Jaden Daniels, Drake May. The Patriots at number three, Jaden Daniels or Drake May, unless they trade. So quarterback, quarterback, quarterback. It's really unprecedented if you look back at NFL draft history. But then the other teams, Atlanta needed a quarterback. They paid Kirk Cousins. Okay. Denver, maybe. I have good word from people around the league that when Justin Fields was coming into the league out of Ohio State and Sean Payton was still coaching with the Saints and then getting back into the game with the Broncos now, that he didn't like Fields coming out of Ohio State. So that fit there. I don't see it. Denver needs to figure it out. Vegas was never going to work because Luke Getsy, who's the offensive coordinator in Vegas, was the offensive coordinator in Chicago the last 2 years. It didn't work in the NFC North. You go to a tougher division in the AFC West, and you have to try to make it work there. So that wasn't going to work. Atlanta paid Kirk Cousins. I outlined that. And then the Bears aren't going to trade Justin Fields to Minnesota, who now needs a quarterback with the voids created by Cousins. I know the Vikings signed Darnold, but you're not going to trade Justin Fields within the division to a team that you have to play twice a year. So if the Steelers want to trade for Justin Fields, who are they competing against? I've said this for weeks now here on the Believe in Steelers show. But if you're Chicago, you create a media circus. You're in the third largest market in America behind New York and LA. A smart team with someone in the front office or a head coach that had fortitude would say, we could keep Justin Fields and draft Caleb Williams and let him develop. And it might sound crazy. Mahomes sat, Ben Roethlisberger sat, Aaron Rodgers sat, Jordan Love sat, a lot of great quarterbacks in this league sat. And I get that with the number one pick. You want to see what the rookie can do right away. I get that. But the media circus it'll create in Chicago won't work. Because in Chicago, for the last 30 years of my life, I grew up in the suburbs of Chicago. The Bears fans love the backup quarterback, regardless of who's on their roster. And there's an old slogan, if you have two quarterbacks, you don't have one. So if you're Pittsburgh and you want to go get Justin Fields and you want to be shrewd in your negotiation, who are you competing against? And that's the question I would continue to ask if there's conversations between the Steelers GM Omar Khan and the Bears GM Ryan Poles. That's where I'm at with all of this. Because who are you competing against? There were reports that the Bears wanted a first-round pick, and then it was a second-round pick. Now could they even get a third or fourth-round pick for Justin Fields? Straight up. Straight up. And I know I read a report today that Philly inquired about Fields because they needed someone to back up Jalen Hurts. That will now be Kenny Pickett. But you can't go into this offseason with Russell Wilson and two rookies. I do think that the Pittsburgh Steelers will draft a quarterback on day or two or day three of the NFL draft. But I would not want to go into the season with Russell Wilson and two rookies. So then who are the veterans that you could bring in? And let me pull this up on my screen right now. You can see Ryan Tannehill's name at the top of the list. He's probably the most accomplished of the quarterbacks that are still unrestricted free agent. Teddy Bridgewater, maybe, but what does that really do for you other than just provide depth? Tyler Huntley, Brian Hoyer. Josh Dobbs is a possibility, too, to bring him back to Pittsburgh. Nate Sudfeld, Blaine Gabbert, Carson Wentz, Kyle Allen, Trevor Siemian, A.J. McCarron, Matt Barkley. This list isn't all that impressive, is the point that I would make. I think you have two possibilities if you're Pittsburgh. Sign Ryan Tannehill or trade for Justin Fields to round out this roster. And the Steelers fans that might be angry or upset with all of this because today's news is shocking. Would you rather go into this season with Russell Wilson in either Fields or Tannehill, which is what I think the two possibilities are, or have gone into the season with Kenny Pickett and Mason Rudolph? And I credit Mason Rudolph for getting his contract with the Titans. He'll be a fine backup to Will Levis there. But on paper, and when you look at the contract of Russell Wilson, the Steelers are only paying him $1.2 million for the 2024 season. It's very aggressive. It's a roll of the dice. I'd rather have Wilson in either Tannehill or Fields than Pickett and Rudolph. And the reason I say that too is how the rest of the league values those quarterbacks on an open market. It's the reality of the situation, what the Steelers are doing. And the Steelers get back a third round pick. They send the Eagles a fourth round pick. So the Steelers get picks, pick number 98, and then 2 7th round picks in the 2025 draft. And then the Eagles get Pickett and the 120th pick. If you're the Steelers and you maybe trade up now, what's going to be interesting is to see how aggressive the Steelers are if one of the top quarterbacks falls. Because right now I really see it as Caleb Williams will go number one. Your two quarterback is between Jaden Daniels and Drake May. There's debate of both. I think J.J. McCarthy will get drafted higher than he should. But then from there, I think there's a drop-off when it comes to the rest of the quarterbacks in the draft. Those would be my top four. And I would probably go Williams. I actually like Drake May more than Jaden Daniels. I think Jaden Daniels was a one or two read option, and he has to learn how to slide in the league as well. I do think Daniels has more upside than Drake May, but I would actually like Drake May more when it comes to the quarterback position in this year's draft. That's just my opinion. But what if May fell out of the top three? Then what happens? How aggressive could Pittsburgh be potentially to trade up in the draft? I wouldn't rule anything out with Omar Khan because he's operating a lot differently than Kevin Colbert had done, his predecessor, for the last 20 years of Steelers football. But when Kenny Pickett's complaining, I wanted to see what Kenny could do with Arthur Smith this year as an offensive coordinator. But I go back to, and I go back to this, 6 touchdown passes in year 2, it's not going to cut it. Because Ben Roethlisberger did that in a single game. Mitch Trubisky, when he was in Chicago, did that in a single game. 6 touchdown passes total for Kenny Pickett. And then you complain. No, because again, Omar Khan wasn't the GM when the Steelers drafted Pickett. New GMs, new coaches, they want to bring in their people a lot of times in the NFL. New people to say, oh, well, that was my selection. And this news is very shocking today. Like if you would have said, Mark, how do you foresee the Steelers offseason playing out? It would not be this scenario. But the wrath of Khan, the con artist, whatever you want to call him, he's been very aggressive. And to make a move like he did today, he probably has the chess moves X, Y, and Z of what he's going to do next, because you can't go into the season with Russell Wilson as your only quarterback. The Steelers will do something. I think Justin Fields is back in play for the Steelers. And then you have to find out real quick, though, because Tannehill, I don't know how much longer he'll last out on the open market. If Chicago wants too much for Justin Fields, if they want an arm and a leg, yeah, I don't really want two 36-year-old quarterbacks going in next year for the Steelers, but it'd be for like 1 year. Remember, Russell Wilson's only under contract for $1.2 million for one season. If all goes well and you win a playoff game, it's like what the Buccaneers did with Baker Mayfield, where you'd have to pay him substantially more for 2025 and beyond. If it doesn't, then you're back to square one next offseason. Now, quarterback class in 2025, I know you got Shiloh Sanders, Ewers out of Texas, not as strong as a quarterback class, but if the 2022 class taught us anything, Brock Purdy is Mr. Irrelevant, is the best of the bunch. You only got to hit on one. Way easier said than done, but everyone who's drafted ahead of Brock Purdy with the 49ers, Kenny Pickett included, Brock Purdy's been the best of that bunch. You only have to hit on one quarterback. And the Steelers are already saying, you know what? Kenny Pickett's given his opportunity, 14 and 10 as a starter, but just didn't quite get it done. And even if you were Kenny Pickett's biggest fan, he hasn't stayed healthy the last 2 seasons either. It's the reality of the situation. I firmly maintain that he would have gotten his opportunity at some point in time, if not this season, but even next season, because there's 2 years left on his rookie deal, even with Russell Wilson in the building. I genuinely believe that given the injuries to the quarterback position in the AFC North the past 2 seasons. So Kenny Pickett goes to Philadelphia now, and he'll be the backup to Jalen Hurts. There is zero chance he starts over Jalen Hurts. That's not a hot take either. It's not.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I want to check in with some people in the comments section. Autumn asking, do you think the Steelers are getting Justin Fields or drafting a quarterback? I would say both, because you have to have three quarterbacks. Now, when I say drafting a quarterback, I think it's a day two, maybe a day three selection. I don't think that if the Steelers draft a rookie, that the rookie would be a backup to Russell Wilson. But considering how aggressive Omar Khan has been, it's been like, to say, would you expect Deontay Johnson traded? Would you expect Patrick Peterson to be cut? Would you expect Kenny Pickett not to be on the roster in 2024? I wouldn't put anything past Omar Khan at this point from what we've seen. But what I think will happen is draft night, the Bears can't go in with Caleb Williams and Justin Fields as their quarterbacks for even a second because of the media circus that will create in Chicago, in the third largest media market. They don't have someone in that organization with the fortitude to stand up to say, oh yeah, well, Fields could start from us and Caleb could learn from underneath him, even as the number one pick. Even though we've seen time and time and time again that's how successful quarterbacks are developed in this league. But we want the instant gratification. We also want to see what rookie quarterbacks can do while they're on a rookie deal, while there's a limit to how much money that they can make. Because if a young quarterback is worth his salt in this league, he quickly outperforms that rookie contract. But there's a lot of great quarterbacks that have developed by sitting, waiting, and learning from veteran players. Not popular thing to do, but good organizations do it. Time and time and time again. Look at the teams that have won Super Bowls recently. Just look at that. So I think Fields, if I'm Pittsburgh, what I would do, Fields would be my number one choice. But if Chicago wants too much, I could settle for Ryan Tannehill, maybe Josh Dobbs. There's not very many free agent quarterbacks left, though. So the Steelers are going to have to act quickly just because you need someone behind Russell Wilson now. Russell Wilson, QB1, because there aren't any other quarterbacks on the roster. And it would be one thing if you made this move and Mason Rudolph were still under contract, but he's in Tennessee now. So Autumn, that's how I think it'll shake out. I think it'd be Fields, then they'd draft a day two or day three guy. I would not want to go into the season with Wilson and two rookies, and I don't think that will happen either. Terry checking in saying, I was done with Pickett when he was crying about Mason, so good riddance. Mason Rudolph was the best quarterback for the Steelers in the 2023 season. The way he closed out the season, winning three straight games, getting to the playoffs. Yeah, you'd love to have that interception back against the Bills in the playoff game. But rallying this team after that Saturday night Colts loss, when it looked like the season was over and it looked like Mike Tomlin was going to have his first losing season as the head coach of the Pittsburgh Steelers. So good for Mason Rudolph, made some more money, up to $3.6 million with bonuses and incentives in Tennessee. And I think he'll be a good backup, making more money than the league minimum this last year. But if he's topping out at 3.6, I think the contract is worth like 2.7 guaranteed. Again, that shows you what the rest of the league thinks about him, where we get excited as Steelers fans. That's how bad the quarterback play this was this last year for the Pittsburgh Steelers. It's the reality. Terry, thank you for checking in. Robert saying Carson Wentz, maybe. I would not want Carson Wentz in any capacity, just from what I've read and given the opportunities that he's had as a first-round pick to succeed in the NFL. Robert checking in saying he thinks that Mason Rudolph will beat out Will Levis for the starting job. That would be incredible. That'd be absolutely incredible. Robert discussing Fields, saying he has 1 year left before a fifth-year option at $25 million. He's a great athlete, but not a good quarterback. I think that's terrific analysis. If you're Pittsburgh and you make a trade for Justin Fields, I think you almost have to pick up the fifth-year option But then it's the fifth year option for 2025. Wilson's only under contract for 1 year. Then Fields, are they in the mix for a quarterback competition? Like, how does that play out? Because if Fields played well, he'd be worth well more than $25 million a year for that fifth year option. And then maybe $25 million is a bargain. But I also wouldn't want to pick up the fifth year option and then have Justin Fields on the bench, if that makes sense at all, in terms of just how you allocate money to the quarterback position. So if you did acquire Fields, would he then have to be your starter to see what you have? To see, I mean, you have to decide on the fifth year option. I believe it's before May 2nd. So keep an eye on that in terms of when the Steelers acquire Fields. The draft is in late April. So if they traded for him, are they picking up the fifth year option or not? Or are you just saying, hey, 2024, and then we'll see where we're at after the offseason? If he's sitting on the bench, maybe you diminish his value too, because he's not playing in a game to see, is he a starter? I really think Justin Fields is at least a starting caliber quarterback. I don't think he's great, but people get too fascinated with the records. I'm telling you, he had nothing in Chicago before the arrival of DJ Moore. I will say that without a doubt in my mind. And people point to the turnovers. Go look at Justin Fields' very first start in the NFL in terms of how coaching doomed him. He was sacked 9 times by the Cleveland Browns. Myles Garrett had 4.5 sacks in a game. The Bears did Justin Fields no favors. They didn't. And that's just the reality of the situation. Joseph checking in saying, I don't get the hype with Fields. People trying to convince themselves that he's going to be the next Lamar Jackson. He turns the ball over a lot. And I don't see him anywhere being near the top 10 or even 15. That's it. Look, there's one Lamar Jackson. But you see it in flashes with Fields in terms of having the ability. And he's finally starting to put it together this last year in Chicago. I really believe that. I really do. But at some point, you are what you are. And yeah, I wouldn't want to pay a premium for him, just given what he's shown us to this point. If you had better, like, look, the Steelers should have better weapons than the Bears. And one other thing, too, I didn't mention with the Bears and the negotiations. The Bears are going to want to get back from getting the worst end of the deal of the Chase Claypool trade, which led to the selection of Joey Porter Jr. So they're going to try to get the Steelers back because they did not get the better end of that bargain. And they trade Chase Claypool away. I think it was for like a 6th or 7th round pick to Miami. So if you're dealing with the Bears, just given the trade history with the Claypool trade, again, that led to Joey Porter Jr., that kind of has to be in the back of your mind if you're Chicago and if you're Pittsburgh. George saying that he likes Zach Wilson. Oh, boy. Trying to find that quarterback. And George, thank you for checking in. I appreciate your comment. What I would say is I also like Arch Manning, you know, if we're talking about several years from now in the draft, Pittsburgh's got to already be identifying who that stud quarterback is in 2025 that they like, and who could be the guy this year's draft, a day two or day three guy that we're not talking about right now, that oftentimes they become better than the guys that are first-round picks. What's the success rate of drafting quarterbacks in the NFL? And if it were an exact science, more teams would have it figured out. But if you're Pittsburgh and trading for Fields, the reason I don't give up a premium is I don't think you're competing against any other team. But I think after today's move, you have to be back in the running to consider it, to give yourself viable quarterback options this season right now. This season right now. Because it's not even just injury with Russell Wilson. What if he is actually washed? We get excited with the 26 touchdown passes on paper when you're dinking and dunking down the field, when you're facing deficits because you have to play teams like the Kansas City Chiefs or the high-flying offense that you have with the Chargers and Justin Herbert. Russell Wilson went from being the third best quarterback in his division at best to at best the third best quarterback in his division now in the AFC North. I'm just telling you this. Yeah, people saying Josh Dobbs and a rookie, maybe Tyler Huntley. Omar Khan's going to get creative. We're 20 minutes in. It's a Friday night. And Steelers also signing Van Jefferson. Get some receiver depth after the Deontay Johnson trade. we're going to have a lot to talk about here on the Believe in Steelers show in the coming weeks. I think that a Fields trade, I think that chatter starts all over again now after this news that Kenny Pickett will now be a member of the Philadelphia Eagles. And we'll see. This is a defining move of Omar Khan's tenure so far in Pittsburgh. And it undoes the move from his predecessor, Kevin Colbert. So we'll see how all of this shakes out in 2024. If you're watching this after the recording, let me know what you want the Steelers to do. If you're leaving a comment, write down what you think that the Steelers should do to say, hey, this is quarterback two behind Russell Wilson. Are you on board with the Fields trade? Would you want to see Tannehill, Josh Dobbs? And if you're suggesting a trade or a rookie in the draft, explain how the Steelers would go about doing that. Because right now, as it stands, Pittsburgh has the 20th overall pick in the 2024 draft. some people saying that they want Mason Rudolph back. Well, that's not going to happen. We'll leave with this comment. Don saying, pass the salt, Chef Khan is cooking. The wrath of Khan, the con artist. Omar Khan has been on fire this offseason. He's been very, very aggressive, and I can't wait to see what his next move is to shore up and add depth at the quarterback position. My name is Mark Bergen. This has been another edition of Believe in Steelers. I want to thank the presenting sponsors, Believe, of the Believe in Steelers show, BetOnline and Cut.com. Again, March Madness is here, so thank you to both of them. If you're listening on Spotify or Apple, please leave a 5-star review, 5 stars and 5 stars only. And on YouTube, do me a favor, hit that subscribe button, share it with a family member, share it with a friend, share it with a Steelers fan in your life. Thank you so much to all of you. Have a terrific rest of your weekends. We'll be back as soon as there's more news about this, about what the Steelers do at the quarterback position. And if it stays quiet, we'll be back on Monday here on the Believe in Steelers show with my guy, Ike Taylor. Thank you so much to all of you. Have a terrific rest of your nights. Take care. So long, everybody.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.